what God has been stirring in our heart, and I see Him stirring here, is what does it look like when there are apostolic networks raised up from campus to campus where people do initiative evangelism but stay for a little while, lead people to Jesus, form them in the foundations of walking with Jesus together in little groups, travel to another campus, and then maybe they come back in 3 months and visit them and build them up. That's what Paul did with his churches. They went into places that were totally pagan, made disciples, healed the sick, bold kingdom evangelism, cast demons out of fortune-telling slave girls, established these groups, and then sent letters back to them. Paul sent Titus, sent Timothy, John Mark, traveled with them. There were apostolic networks raised up. That's one of the things that I believe is key for the future of the church in North America and releasing the wine and the wineskin for a move of God. And you know what, man? It is way more fun to have actual relationships with people that you've had an impact on their life and led to the Lord and be able to come back in 6 months or come back in a year or 3 months or whatever. That, to me, is part of the answer to the question of you can actually do bold, crazy, intentional evangelism, but yet follow them up. And today, in social networking, Facebook world, there are a plethora of ways to stay in touch with people. I would encourage you to keep wrestling with that, though, and how it looks for you and what's in your heart to build.